Christmas Eve is always a big deal in our house. We jump the gun and get into the presents before we come to church. So we're all settled in, and we do our eating before we come. Some of you probably, the tummies are growling, and you might be headed toward a meal or just unwrapping presents today or tomorrow. Whatever your habit is, well, certainly good news of great joy is why we do all these things. And it's about Christ and His great love for each one of us. My favorite Christmas song is Joy to the World, the Lord is Come. And I think in that song, if you just looked at the first line, which we're going to sing at the end of the service, it pretty much gives you everything you need to receive Christ and follow Him. Just think of some of the words with me, if you would. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. And Christ came to rescue sinners. So if we have a sin problem, He is for us. He's going to move toward us, not move away from us. If we don't have a sin problem, as one preacher said, we're going to take your picture and put your picture up on a screen and say, look, we found somebody who doesn't need the Lord. They kind of pick on you in that way. But the point of conviction is obvious, that we need a Savior. So God went to the trouble of coming to Bethlehem, going to the cross, the Lord did, and rising from the dead so we could know Him now and forever. And He knocks at the door of our hearts. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Then it says, let earth receive her King, let every heart prepare Him room. And is there room in your heart for Christ tonight? There's a lot of things that take up space in my heart. You know, self could get pretty big in there. And very important gifts God gives, family and health and doing things. But to have Christ be number one in the heart, that's why He came. To set everything else right and in order. And our hearts are restless until we let Him be first place in our hearts. Let every heart prepare Him room. Christ came to be received, not rejected. Christmas is a time of invitation. Somebody invited you somewhere, or you invited somebody else over your place, or maybe came to church. Christ invites you to receive Him. That's the best invitation you'll get during the Christmas season. He says, I'll be your Savior. I'll lead you as we need leading. And then the song says, heaven and earth, let heaven and nature sing. And the good news about the Lord is spread by people like you and I. Let heaven and nature sing. Nature sings and heaven sings. There was a time in the Old Testament where God even sang to the people about what He would do for them. I'm going to share that with you toward the end of the message. But joy to the world. I bring you good news of great joy. That's what the angels said to the shepherds. And when was the last time you had great joy in your life? I mean, really overflowing, you couldn't help yourself type of joy. Probably not as often as God would have you have it. And joy is a choice. Joy is also an emotion and a gift that God would give to us when we recognize we don't have it. A.W. Tozier, a great writer and thinker, said that emotions were a part of every relationship we have. Very key part. And so our relationship with God involves emotions and involves that part of our life we call joy. It's not just a mental exercise that Jesus came. It's going to hit us right where we live and create some kind of response. Good news of great joy. Joy, somebody said, is the favorite emotion of the Holy Spirit listed in the Bible. Love, joy. God is joyful about a lot of things, but mostly about His target is you. And human nature is not naturally joyful. I don't know if you've noticed that, although each one looked pretty joyful coming here tonight. If human nature is naturally grumpy, with the little ones being here, I said someone to the other day, when we came into the world, we cried. We didn't laugh. You know, that was a preview of things to come in a lot of ways. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Scrooge lives. You know, and I see him at least once a day when I look in the mirror. Those characters are popular because we can identify with them. We can say, aha, that's the way I feel sometimes about life and even about my relationship with God. I'm a football fan, a sports fan, and when the Pittsburgh Steelers win, the talk show hosts they make comments about it several times a year. When they win, it's hard to get anybody to call in on the phone talk show. Hey, we won. Hello, anybody out there? If the Steelers lose, the phone rings off the hook. We don't know how to celebrate. We're awkward when it comes to having joy. We're not used to it, or we take it for granted. John Updike, a writer with some Christian themes, says this, that people have lost the highs and lows of passion. The high notes and low notes of passion, we lost that. And sometimes our emotions, we're flatlined. Flatline means very little life present. Sin can be a Novocaine that can take away our emotions. We don't feel that anymore. So we think, I'll just rely on my mind. That's good. That's part of you. Rely on your heart. That's part of you too. The shepherds were joyful. What did they have to be joyful about? They worked hard every day. The wise men became overjoyed, the Bible says. They were thinkers, and yet they said that their hearts were involved. They were overjoyed. And everybody eventually was hit emotionally. Would you let God hit you emotionally at Christmas and say, well, I'll follow my heart? And your thinking will get involved, and your life will be a sacrifice to Him. God sees our joyless plight. He says, I give you good news of great joy. And in the Bible, in the Old Testament, there was a man named Zephaniah who had an experience with God. God kind of moved in on him in a Christmas situation. In his day, people were away from God. They turned their back on God. And a life without God is really a life of pain in the soul. Very difficult. And so the people say this about God. They say, the Lord will do neither good nor bad for us. You think about that. That's sometimes how we live. The Lord's not going to do neither good nor bad. I guess we're on our own. I guess we have to save ourselves. That's often how people feel. And that's one of the saddest messages you could ever hear about your own life. And in the book of Zephaniah, right 400 years before Christmas, there was only one character who had joy in that writing. And might you guess who it was? It was God. He was the only character who had joy. And he came to Zephaniah and he said, I can change your heart that has no joy to a heart with me and with joy. This is what the Lord says. The Lord your God is with you. It's like a Christmas message. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will rejoice over you with singing. So you might say God sings him a Christmas carol. I'll be with you. I'll save you. That's why Jesus came. And God has the joy. He will bring joy to us. When was the last time somebody sang to you or sang over you? It might have been a while. But God would do that at Christmas. The angel says, I bring you good news. A Savior is born to you. Mother Teresa, who worked with the poorest of the poor, required of people who worked with her, this was kind of a different requirement, she required that they smile. Because she knew joy was more powerful than sin and death and loss. Joy is more powerful than sin and death and loss. And God came to bring us joy from Him. He's the most joyful one in the universe. He'd share that quality with us. We open our heart up to Him. Say, I need salvation. I'm like the shepherds. I don't know what tomorrow may bring, but they went off to see Christ. They followed Christ. Wise men, they were pretty smart folks. You might feel like you're pretty sharp, but the Lord would show you He's the source of wisdom and knowledge and love and joy. He'll be your Savior if you bow your knee and give your life to Him. I've known people who, I was thinking about this week, I've known people who have received Christ around Easter time. Not a whole bunch, but more than one. During your Easter service, they say, I need Christ. I want to be converted. From going on my own to going to Christ. But I don't know anybody. I wish I did. I don't know anybody who turned to Christ at Christmas Eve for the first time. And they said, I'm going my own way. I don't have much joy on my own. I need forgiveness and a purpose and a home in heaven. And Christ says, I'll be that for you. If you give your heart to Him, He'll be your Savior. Well, would you do that this evening? And as we're leaving tonight, we have some Bibles on the shelf back there. To get a Bible, you know, don't assume because you're in America you have a Bible. I went 16 years without having a Bible in my house. I heard of it. I didn't know what it looked like. I didn't know what was in it. No one offered it to me. But to start off with God's Word, following Christ, He could be your Savior and be a source of joy for you. Mike, we pray together and prepare to pass a light of the candle, symbolizing the light of Jesus in our life. Let's pray together. Lord, we know when you talked about heaven one time, you said, enter into the joy of the Lord. So we know the future with Christ is bright. And Father, I pray that anyone here today who would need to receive you would sense that lack of joy in their life, the need for emotional health, but to be at peace with you because of sin, which we all have, and only the forgiveness of Jesus can cure us. Might someone pray tonight and be the one who turns to Christ. Lord, I receive you as my Savior. I turn from my sin, and with your help, I'll follow you. A simple prayer. I receive you, Lord. I turn from my sin. With your help, I'll follow you. And God will move you along to follow him, like those shepherds. No one had to tell them to follow Jesus. They did it with an internal motivation. And Lord, for each one, might we say, Lord, give me your joy in my soul. May it overcome grief that we feel often and sin that we have. Lord, also might we pray, Lord, set your joy loose in the world through each one of us. We know the world needs the joy of God. So might we be messengers of that good news. Might the rest of this service, Lord, be time where we just give you praise for what you mean to us and for the salvation you came to bring. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.